Recently, the Birmingham Jefferson Convention Complex was transformed into a technological playground, with vendors exhibiting and selling every type of gadget from Apple iMacs to educational software to music to personal computers you can fit in your hand.
Well, we're showing off one of the newest pieces of educational technology, which is the Pocket PC.
Kind of like a Palm Pilot?
Well, it's better than a Palm Pilot, basically.
Everyone is selling something here, and the teachers who attend the Alabama Educational Technology Conference are buying. While educational funds in Alabama have been cut more than 6% for K-12, much more for colleges and universities, the pressure is on teachers to perform their tasks as efficiently as possible. And that takes technology and camaraderie, says Melinda Maddox.
Teachers have a really hard time getting together with other teachers to find out what have you been doing that really works, what has worked great in your classroom. And so this is a time for teachers to get together and hear the best of the best.
Maddox from the Alabama Department of Education has helped put the AETC together for more than 8 years. She's seen the advancements at similar conferences all over the country. She says with all the computer equipment and web-based software that goes with it, the challenge of the conference is to show teachers how to get their message from keyboard to screen. And that's where Patrick Crispin comes in.
What we've done this morning so far was web page design part one, which was people actually get paid to do this.
A consultant who also develops web material for the University of Alabama College of Arts and Sciences, Crispin gives a no-holds-barred, step-by-step account of how educators can turn the new technology into teaching tools.
Today we're talking about internet graphics and how to create graphics. And we started with absolute basic stuff. And if you were in the entire presentation, we went all the way up to just to the doorstep of intensity transfer function and gamma, which is stuff that even college graduates don't know.
But the most advanced part of this show isn't equipment or software. It is an idea. The T4 Alabama Project, or Teens and Teachers Teaming for Technology, part of the national Generation Y program. It formally binds teachers with student and delves into the role reversal that helps drive the technology point home. 17-year-old senior-to-be Helen Gardner attends Bob Jones High in Madison. That's about 10 miles west of Huntsville. Last school year, she learned and then gave a presentation about Microsoft PowerPoint for her fellow classmates, who she says were very receptive.
And it gives them a chance to learn more, and it's not boring. You know, kids don't have to sit there and kind of, you know, go through their teacher just talking. They get visuals and they get websites they can look at, so it's a lot more interactive.
In a smaller, more intimate setting of the BJCC, Gardner commands a workshop for the much older educators who yearn to know more about PowerPoint or the Internet or just plain Word. All on a day she could be enjoying her summer vacation.
Actually, they gave up work days. They're missing pay to come.
Beverly Massa is the computer applications teacher from Bob Jones High. For her, it is role reversal that takes away some of the teacher-student barriers.
The students are taking an active role in their education and in molding the future. And this is perfect by bringing them here to this. What a better experience.
She says while she had plenty of opportunities to learn new things in high school and college, she did not have the chance to stand up and tell others about them until she became a teacher. Well, since there is so much for students to learn today, she's glad there is one conference with all the latest advancements in learning, and in the case of her students, teaching. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
We'll be right back.